Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court has brought into check the lawlessness of President Obama. On the HHS mandate, I believe that the implications are much broader than just issues surrounding contraceptions and abortifacients. I'm Matt Barber. Joining me today is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. Daryl, President Obama last week, Monday, culminated with a series of losses at the Supreme Court. We have been calling him the lawless president. That's for a reason. He completely circumvents, ignores, tramples over the United States Constitution. Law doesn't matter. In fact, his own attorney general, Eric Holder, has told attorneys generals around the country, if you don't like a law, just refuse to enforce it.
And we've seen that happen here in Virginia.
We see it happen here in Virginia. We've seen it happening everywhere under this administration. He just rules as King Obama. He really believes he can just arbitrarily and unilaterally do whatever he wants to. Now, with a series of losses at the Supreme Court, the High Court has said, no, sir, you may not, and at this point, at least, when they get one right, thank God for checks and balances. Well, the HHS mandate was probably the loss that has caused the most stir here, with the left going apoplectic, saying that this is somehow a parade of horribles. Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying it's going to be the end of the world as they know it. And you know what? It may be in large part when your goal, as we've talked about, is to completely secularize America and get rid of religious liberty entirely. Yeah, this is a setback for them. But the implications here, I believe, are much broader than just issues of surrounding whether or not a Christian corporation owned by Christians can be forced to contribute to abortion homicide through providing abortifacients to their employees. It's much broader than that. The Supreme Court has said no. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act protects it. In fact, the First Amendment protects those individual owners of the corporations. But now we have to look at this. What does this mean for the baker? What does this mean for the florist? What does this mean for the photographer, for the innkeeper who's a Christian, who when some homosexual duo comes in and says, we want you to take our pictures at our gay wedding. We want you to use your talents and be an indentured servant and use your services to bake us a cake for our counterfeit gay marriage. And they say lovingly, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. The Bible clearly says that is sin. I will not partake in sin. I'm commanded not to. I cannot assist you in that. Know someone down the street that can help you out, but I can't do it. You need a birthday cake? No problem. We'll make you a birthday cake. I believe that this was a strong rebuke of the president. It was a strong rebuke of all those sexual orientation laws around the country in cities and municipalities and states that say somehow gays win, Christians lose, sexual orientation trumps all. This decision, if you read between the lines, it says no, religious freedom is sacrosanct, and including for the business owner up to the closely held corporation, major big businesses. So this, I believe, there's going to be a lot more analysis here about how this applies to religious liberty in the context of the same-sex marriage debate.
Yeah, I think these cases, like you mentioned, the photographer, the cake bakers, I think these cases are working their way up and will eventually get to the Supreme Court. And this may bode well for a proper decision in this case, because if they put that much teeth behind the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the case of the Hobby Lobby case, I believe they will hold through to the principles, which ultimately are saying we still believe in the First Amendment, thank God.
Yeah, well, I've looked through the Constitution, and nowhere can I find any language that says, women, you have an absolute right to have your Christian business owner pay for and provide and facilitate your abortion. your chemical abortion. I can't find that anywhere. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution, likewise, can you find anything, you know, during the framing of the Constitution, it was called, you know, an infamous crime against nature, homosexuality. Nowhere can you find it saying that Christians, Christian bakers, Christian, you have to partake in something that's not even the law of the land, same-sex marriage. You have to bake a cake for this mock marriage that mocks the institution of marriage as God designed it, otherwise lose your business. Well, that's what we see happening around the country. This HHS mandate decision, the Hobby Lobby decision, I think sends a strong signal. It's working its way up through the ranks. But in the United States of America, so-called sexual orientation is not protected by Title VII. It is not. And religious liberty is under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, under the First Amendment. So clearly the First Amendment and the RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, read through the prism of this decision, a strong rebuke of that mindset, I believe bodes very well for Christians who say we will not partake and give any recognition to fake same-sex marriage.
And I think another thing to point out is the rights that we have are kept as long as we exercise them, which is important to point out. The Hobby Lobby, in this case, boldly exercised their right of religious freedom. They fought it. In fact, Justice Alito, in the opinion, cites that the Greens have each signed a pledge to run their business in accordance with the family's religious belief. They close their stores on Sundays. They calculate that millions of dollars in sales are lost because of this. They refuse to engage in profitable transactions that facilitate or promote alcohol use. I'm citing from the opinion.
Right.
They contribute profits to Christian missionaries, and they buy hundreds of full-page newspaper ads inviting people to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. My point being, they're not afraid to publicly proclaim their faith, and I think it helps strengthen their case. That's something for all of us to pay attention to. You can't pretend to be a Christian and hide in a closet when the time comes you roll out the Christian flag.
Well, that's right. Nor should you sit back and be a nominal Christian. You know, and what's interesting is it kind of goes to the truth of Scripture when Christ tells us to go out and spread the gospel in all corners of the earth. You know, if you're a Christian, that is central to the fabric of who you are as a human being. You have been, you know, you are a regenerate Christian. It is a change that occurs in you, and you are to live out the life of a Christian. So I agree. I would strongly encourage business owners and companies, large and small around the country, yes, wear your Christianity on your sleeve, exactly, like they did at Hobby Lobby, and it will strengthen your case to say, when the left comes down, and they will, with these overbearing, overreaching laws like or mandates like the HHS mandate, you can say, no, we're protected, we're covered, we're clearly, as you can see by our history, we're a Christian organization.
Well, the key term you keep hearing is sincerely held religious beliefs, and that's your covering. But if you never actually demonstrate them in your daily life, it's hard to claim them when a court case comes up against you. So it's an encouragement for all of us to actually do this and act out on our sincerely held religious beliefs.
Well, that's right. Something else that's a takeaway from this is, boy, you heard over and over again Justice Alito citing the RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Well, you remember what happened in Arizona a few months back with Jan Brewer refusing to sign, vetoing a law that was passed, which essentially mirrored mm-hmm. the language of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was designed to do exactly what we saw here with the decision with Hobby Lobby to protect religious freedom for the business owner, for the small business owner, for the closely held corporation. And unfortunately, the propaganda from the left calling this the new Jim Crow laws and so forth. Everybody who worked to get that bill passed there has now been exonerated. This is a smackdown of Jan Brewer, too, frankly. She did not show the courage of her convictions, and she vetoed this bill. She cowered under the pressure from the left. You just have to stand up to these bullies.
Which is exactly what the Green family at Hobby Lobby did. They stood up and they fought their case at a time that they probably could have compromised and worked out a deal with HHS, but they stood their ground and they won the case.
Well, the Green family, owners of Hobby Lobby, are American heroes for doing just that. Folks, This has wide-reaching, I believe, implications. It bodes well for religious liberty across the land, covering all issues. It can't be read in a microcosm to just focus on abortifacients and contraceptives. This means religious freedom for all Americans. Go to lc.org. Learn how you can become part of Liberty Counsel's ministry. We are at the forefront. We had an amicus brief in this case, and we are fighting religious liberty to defend religious liberty against this secularist Obama administration that seeks to push Christians and Christianity. It's not any religion. They'll trip over themselves to defend the rights of Muslims to freely express their religion, but it's Christianity that they have in their crosshairs. So go to lc.org or give us a call at 1-800-671-1777. It's because of the generosity of people like you that Liberty Counsel is able to stand in the gap to get down in the trenches on the front lines and defend religious freedom. It's a great day in America for freedom. Go to lc.org. Give us a call, 800-671-1776. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand for your freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.